You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. The 12th annual Family of Women Film Festival returns to Sun Valley Monday, February 25th. It runs through Sunday, March 3rd. Peggy Goldwyn, herself an accomplished writer, director, producer, and film executive, is the founder of the Family of Women Film Festival. And we're lucky that she can spend some time with us today on Idaho Matters. Peggy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. We can't talk about the festival without talking about the United Nations Population Fund and the advocacy for girls and women's health. Talk to me a bit about that.
Yes, I started the festival to promote the work of UNFPA, which is better known by the initials like most UN agencies are. I joined the board. And most people in America didn't know the UN had an agency that considered itself with reproductive health and women's rights, what it did and why that was important. So I started the festival to tell stories about women, figuring that was the best way for people to understand that a lot of women around the world, including in our own country, have problems that are very specific to being women.
You're entering your 12th year. How do you measure the success of a festival? What are your festival's goals?
The goal is awareness, really. We use very good films to discuss issues. And if people say, "I get it now," to me, that's successful.
Okay. The festival is also much more than films. On Tuesday, February 26th, you're hosting Dr. Kamen, Executive Director of UNFPA. Yes, talk to a bit about Dr.
Yes,
Kamen.
Dr. Natalia Kamen is not only the Executive Director of UNFPA, she's also Under Secretary General and the highest ranking woman in the United Nations. So we're very proud of that and proud that she's coming to see us. She's a very accomplished woman. Before she came to UNFPA, she worked internationally for the Ford Foundation. So she has about 30 years of experience in working in community development around the world.
Does the festival have a pass for all screenings, or can folks pick and choose individual screenings?
Oh, absolutely, they can pick and choose. As a matter of fact, we are showing two films in Boise. Boise State University is one of the sponsors of the festival, and the screenings there are free. They're on the university website. They're at the Morrison Center on Tuesday the 26th and Wednesday the 27th. The films are free there, as I said. Here they're at the Magic Lantern Cinemas in Ketchum, being shown at a matinee and evening performance. Each film is shown one day in two performances. The tickets are $15 a piece, and you can buy all five tickets for $60. In other words, having one screening free.
So I was lucky to screen one of the films on your slate, On Her Shoulders, which is your closing night film. It's pretty powerful, about Nadia Murad, Nobel Peace Prize winner. Talk to me a bit about how you choose your films and maybe that film in particular.
Okay. In general, I have two criteria: that the film should stand on its own as a very powerful film, focusing on some issue about around women with a personal story. And then, so that's the powerful film, and that also it should be very real about issues that confront women. And I was really had 4 out of 5 films and had a debate about the fifth film this year when suddenly this film emerged. And it was just the perfect film and so uplifting. When you see the film, Nadia Murad, as you know, has not yet won the Nobel Peace Prize. She is trying to have her voice be heard, trying to get assistance for the Yazidi people who were practically massacred by ISIS. and she herself had been kidnapped and held prisoner before she escaped and took her message to the world. So in particular, I think it's so wonderful knowing what she doesn't know when she sometimes feels no one's listening, that we all know that ultimately people have listened and have heard her voice.
You've worked in the film industry for a number of years. It's my sense that we're in a bit of a golden age for certainly for nonfiction storytelling, for documentaries. Would you agree to that?
I have noticed two things, and in fact, I think it was the New York Times ran an article just the other day about how many women are leaders in the documentary film industry in particular. Since I started the festival 12 years ago, there are more and more films being made about women, both documentaries and drama, and there are more and more women getting recognition. And I think you see even this year in the lineup for the Academy Awards, there are a lot of women's films, powerful stories about women as well. And we've had several of our films. It happens this year that all of our films were made by women, both drama and documentary. And several of them have won very important awards.
So is this a year-round enterprise? Are you always just combing the landscape for the perfect film?
It is always in the back of my mind. Sometimes things fall in my lap. Sometimes I go on safari, as it were. But through the years, I've developed many wonderful relationships, including with the filmmakers who've been here before, and they alert me to films.
The 12th Annual Family of Women Film Festival launches Monday, February 25th. It runs through Sunday, March 3rd. Peggy Goldwyn, best of luck to you. Thank you so very much.
And thank you.